it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With the first pick.
What's up, guys? We are back with another press conference edition of our Building the Board offseason series. My name is Lester Wiltfong of Windy City Gridiron. And our guy, Robert Schmitz, was down at the NFL Combine this year, had a chance to watch a lot of the prospects, had a chance to go to all these press conferences, and he actually recorded a bunch of these pressers here. So here's his press conference of Michael Wilson, Stanford wide receiver, 6'2", 213. Here's his uncut press conference right now.
And when I just broken my collarbone against Notre Dame, and Nagy had called me and said, you know, we're going to invite you to the Senior Bowl. And I was just so relieved because I knew how important the week was going to be. And I was able to go in with kind of an underdog mentality, be it that probably stats and production-wise, I probably had produced the least amount of all the receivers that were there. But I just wanted to show everyone why I feel like, you know, I wanted to show why I belong. I wanted to prove to all the people who believed in me, you know, why they believe in me, and just go out and show everyone that I'm a big-time receiver and I think one of the best receivers in this draft class. So to get to your question, this week is huge too. Obviously, the 40 time is going to be big. Just being able to show off my explosion, my speed, my strength in the 225 bench press test. So I just want to just kind of build on that momentum and continue to answer all unanswered questions people have about my game and just continue to build on momentum and just go out and compete and have a good time. Yes, sir, I have. So I met with them in Mobile. I haven't met with them at the Combine, but at Mobile we met with all 32 teams. So obviously all interviews were great, and it's, anytime you get a chance to sit in with coaches, it's a lifelong dream. So I cherish every single opportunity I get with them.
Yeah, Michael, I feel like you're a really nuanced route runner.
Yes,
where do you feel like you maybe improved the most in that aspect of your game at Stanford?
Yeah, so my trainer is TJ Houshmandzadeh,
okay.
And someone that I model my game off of. So during the COVID year, when everything was shut down, I live in Simi Valley. TJ trains in Cerritos, just outside of Los Angeles. So I would be driving 57 miles, train with guys like Chase Claypool, Michael Pittman, John Ross. And I'd actually fly home from Stanford every single weekend just to work with TJ. And there's two things that we work on. It's releases and the top of your route, the last three steps of your route. Because he always says those are the two things that get guys in the league. Those are the two things that keep guys in the league and separate the guys that are good versus the guys that are great. So we just continually rep releases and getting in and out of your break. That's all. We basically do the same workout every single day for the last 3 years.
What are the more fun matchups I feel like you had last year was against Oregon and Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah, I think Christian Gonzalez is probably the best corner I've ever went against. Just because he's long, he's fast, he's a great athlete, he's fluid. And he also has the technical side, and he can compete. So I feel like he's one of those guys that's sort of a unicorn and doesn't have, I would say, really any weakness in their game. So it just comes down to dog on dog, technique on technique, and he was a fun matchup. Definitely have my respect for him.
Are those the kind of matchups that you kind of went to Stanford for to play players like Christian Gonzalez? And how much do you feel like that pushed you to improve your own skill set?
Yeah, for sure. So Stanford was my dream school. I wanted to go to Stanford since I was 10 years old. And when I was in high school and elementary school, that was when Coach Harbaugh and Coach Shaw were taking the program to new heights. And my role models were Richard Sherman and Doug Baldwin. And hearing those guys speak in interviews like that, watching when I was a 14-year-old freshman, I was like, man, I want to be like that. I want my character to be like that. And so knowing that I could go to one of the best academic institutions in the world, but also compete against some of the best teams and athletes in college football, that's the reason why I went to Stanford, was to have the best of both.
One last thing, have you met with the Atlanta Falcons yet this week?
Yes, sir. I don't know if I met, I can't remember if I met with them this week, but I met with, like I said, the senior bowl. We met with all 32 teams.
So. Michael, thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about what it would mean to you to play with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and those guys? Have you met with the Bills this week?
Yes, I have met with the Bills this week. Met with them at the senior bowl as well. That would be amazing. I mean, like, anytime you get to play with, you know, NFL superstars and guys who play at a high level, Stephon Diggs, I think, is one of, not I think, I know he's one of the leading faces of being what it means to be a complete NFL wide receiver. So be able to be in the same locker room from him, learn how he works, and just, it's a copycat league. So if he's the best receiver in the league, man, I'd be at his hip trying to do everything that he's doing. How does he eat? How does he sleep? What's his pre-practice routine like? So I think being able to learn from a receiver like Stephon Diggs I'd only be able to benefit from that. So that'd be awesome.
What did you get at? What did you see that Doug Baldwin when you watched him? And how did you meet TJ?
Okay, so yeah, Doug Baldwin, what I see about him is just, first and foremost, he's just a competitor. And I think other than being a crafty, savvy route runner, Coach Shaw would always talk about how competitive he was as a player, as a person. But he, watching Doug Baldwin, speaking to Doug Baldwin, receiver's all about, it's basically basketball. I was a 3-year basketball player, played basketball my whole life, played varsity as a freshman in high school. So at the line, it's really just being patient at the line, but also being able to be quick, and as a bigger receiver, using strength as well. And then how I met TJ was my high school trainer and mentor. They trained together pre-draft. And he asked TJ's number, and he was reaching out to TJ throughout my Stanford career. He's like, look, I got a guy who's just like you. Just trust me. Let me bring him out and train with you. And from there, TJ was just believed in me so much, and I've never trained with anyone since him. So at the Senior Bowl, everything that we worked on, it was just second nature because we've been drilling it for 3 years.
Who is that coach?
Jerome Riley. Yeah, played at Washington State.
Michael, how does your high school experience shape you into the player that you are today?
Yeah, so I went to Chaminade College Preparatory. It's a private Catholic school in West Hills. It's probably one of the best academic high schools outside of Harvard Westlake in Southern California. And knowing that, like I said earlier, Stanford's been my dream school. So the first thing I did when I was 14 years old, when I got to high school, I met with my academic advisor, and we put together a 4-year plan of what AP classes I need to take, what honors classes I need to take, what GPA I need to maintain, when and where I need to take my SAT and ACT score. So everything was calculated, knowing that they only gave out 32 offers my senior year to Stanford, and then the acceptance rate is less than 5%. And so when you set your mind on a goal and a dream, you know, you have to be proactive. You have to take things into account. So I learned a lot from that, just being at Stanford. Everything I do is planned out, and write goals and just have a plan and you follow it, and you'll see the rewards if you stay true to it. Yes, sir. He's a freak of nature too. He's a guy that's long and he's tall and he's fast and quick, and he's just one of those guys that has such a physical advantage against the average receiver, and so he's able to benefit from that. But also, he's a hard worker too. I remember I just finished my sophomore season, so I was out there to learn from those guys because they've been working with TJ longer than I had at that time. And so yeah, he was a hard worker, showed up every day and really was intentional about everything he did, so I respected him a lot.
Mike, you face a lot of really good corners in the Pac-12.
Yes, sir.
Who's the best one you faced?
Christian Gonzalez, I have to say, in my career.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about him?
He's long, he's tall, he's fast, he's got the technique and the competitiveness to him. I said earlier in this interview, he's just one of those guys that it's hard to spot a weakness or a chink in his armor just because he's got every single tool and asset that you would want in a prototypical NFL corner.
Other than when he's not holding you, right?
On
the wild one.
Yeah.
But in that game, like, how hard was that? Because, yeah, you were targeted 3 times and he didn't allow anything in your direction.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
What?
I think he's one of those guys that he's difficult to run a fade against. And I was throwing a fade twice against that game just because of his ability to stay square at the line of scrimmage. And he's just so long and fast. It's hard to get vertical separation against him. But, yeah, he's a really good player. I have a lot of respect for his game.
Yeah, you mentioned it being your dream to go to Stanford, so obviously you've been very familiar with how obviously excellent the school has been.
Yes, sir.
If the Pac-10 can't stay together, where should Stanford be playing college football?
That might not be a question for my jurisdiction, but I always have seen Stanford as a Pac-12 school. I have a great relationship with the athletic director, so I've had full confidence and belief in the president, the provost, and the athletic director, and all the staff and personnel there that they'll make the best decision for the athletic program when that conversation arrives or when the time to make a decision needs to happen.
So, can you talk about playing with Tanner and what your relationship is like with him?
Yeah, so Tanner, we played against each other in high school, both graduated in 2018. I think most people forget about Tanner. He was, I think, in the class of 2018, he was the third quarterback behind Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. So he's been a baller his whole life. Probably lost a little bit of hype when he went on his mission for 2 years. But I think he's going to shock and kind of remind people how good of a quarterback he was, or he is, tomorrow. But yeah, Tanner is a great quarterback. He's long. He's 6'6". I think he's a better athlete than what people probably give him credit for. But he's just one of those guys that you always want to play with and play for, because he's going to do everything he needs to do in terms of leadership, in terms of film study, in terms of eating right, in terms of just having a quarterback personality, being able to rally guys. And he's never a guy I can point a finger at and say, well, Tanner, you're not doing X, Y, and Z. So I love playing with Tanner. Would love to play with Tanner in the NFL if we got that opportunity.
Have you met with the Buccaneers this week? And if not, do you have a schedule too?
No, I have not met with the Buccaneers. We met in the Senior Bowl, but haven't met with them this week. Actually, I take that back. I did meet with the Buccaneers. Coach Brad Isaac, who was my assistant receiver coach my freshman year, is now the receivers coach for the Bucs. So it was good to meet with him and talk old Stanford football and times that we had, you know, 5-6 years ago. So it was a great meeting.
We got time for a couple more here.
Yes, sir.
Informal.
Yep. Can I ask you a more about Doug? When you've talked to Doug Baldwin, what does he do? Does he have advice for you, or what is it?
So I met Doug. I met Doug Baldwin for the first time during spring ball of last year. And the first thing I said to Doug was, you were the ones that inspired me to want to go to Stanford. As a 14-year-old, when he debated Deion Sanders prior to one of their Super Bowl games, because Deion had called him a pedestrian receiver. And as a 14-year-old, I was like, man, I want to be as articulate as him. I want to have the character that he has. So that was one of the conversations we had. But just talking football, he just encouraged me to continue to push the football program as a captain and as a leader, to try and, because I have a lot of respect for the guys that brought up the Stanford football program, and I just said, man, I want to help lead this program back to the heights that you guys built it up to. But he just always encouraged me to go hard in everything I do and have fun, because this time doesn't last for long. But yeah, we text back and forth. He was actually at the game in Washington, so it's great. Hopefully we can talk more throughout this process and after the draft and things like that.
Michael, what's your mindset when you're blocking on the ground?
When I'm blocking?
Yeah, when you're blocking.
Yeah, so I kind of live by a theme is like, and Coach Shaw always said it, the greats, how you do one thing is how you do everything, and the greats want to be great at everything. And so I just want to be great at everything I do. Just like catching a football release, I attack and approach blocking the same way. It's an opportunity to help spring running backs, because running backs, off the touchdown block is often the backside receiver cutting off the safety, or you know, the outside receiver blocking the corner. So I'm a team first guy. Whatever I can do to help the team win and show effort on tape, because that's, at the end of the day, that's what you can control. And blocking is straight effort, and it's a want-to thing, and I take pride in doing that.
Hey, Michael, toughest corner you face this year? Toughest corner? Saw the game?
Christian Gonzalez.
What about Christian?
He's just a guy that has every tool at his disposal in terms of size, length, speed, technique. And one of the few corners, I think, in this draft class that doesn't have a chink in their armor and just can kind of do everything.
How much did the Senior Bowl help your stock? Because you played, obviously, well in practice as well.
Yes, sir.
Did that kind of put you back on the radar a little more?
Yeah, I think the Senior Bowl was a great experience for me just to compete on an even playing field with a lot of eyes on me. And so I think a big stage like that helped me tremendously, and just kind of showing people that, hey, I can play too. Like, I might not have I've been hurt with some unfortunate injuries my junior, senior, and fifth year, so I haven't played that many games. But just to get, there's no scheme involved, there's no favorites, it's just who can catch your eye. And I think I did a good job of that. Just go, went out there and compete and attack the week like I was an underdog. I just wanted to show people, you know, how good I am and why I deserve to be there.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Michael.
Did the backers talk to you?
Yes. Did I?